Gilda Jacobs. Gilda, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tony.
All right. Gilda's with the Michigan League for Human Services. And Gilda, I know you had a crazy day yesterday. You did a lot of traveling. Thanks so much for getting up with us this morning.
Sure, not a problem.
Well, I want to get your take on the passage of House Bills 449, 4410. There will be a limit in the state, a four-year time limit that folks can receive welfare. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I think we have to understand there always was a 48-month limit in the state. We passed, when I was in the legislature, welfare reform a number of years ago. But what was different then than what's been passed now is that there was much more discretion for folks who needed a little bit more time to still work towards compliance. Pretty much, except for people who are taking care of elderly or disabled people, there really are no exceptions anymore. And what this means is that after October 1st, there's pretty much a cliff for people. You know, nothing really is being phased in. So come October 1st, 12,600 cases are going to be closed. You'd kind of double that to get the number of kids that are involved. And what's going to happen is that 25,000-30,000 more kids in this state are going to be pushed deeper into poverty. The timing of this just couldn't be worse. I'm sure you've seen the kids count data that we just published, childhood poverty has increased by 64% in the state. We're still like number four for foreclosures in the country. Our unemployment rates are still higher than the rest of the country. So, you know, I kind of understand why people think that 48 months is enough, but the reality of the of what's going on in the state is that there are not going to be the jobs for people once they stop receiving some kind of cash assistance from the state.
All right, I've got a couple of questions to ask
Sure.
you, and they're tough ones, but I feel compelled to ask them because I was in a situation at one time, my parents separated, so I was in a single parent home, and at one time I was living out of a car with my mom, and we were on welfare, and we were on food stamps for a time. And it leads me to believe, do people need more than 4 years? I mean, can't you find a job in 4 years? Can't you go back to school within 4 years? There are a lot of programs out there that can help you with this.
Well, I would say yes and no. I think that these are very unusual times. There is sort of this new normal in our state where you can't just go out tomorrow and find a job. And it's been we've lost in the last 10 years a million jobs in this state. This is not the way it was when you were young and growing up with your single mom. So, I don't think that there really are those good high-paying jobs. If you take a look at, what does it take to even make ends meet in this state? For folks where you have two working parents who are making minimum wage, they still qualify for food stamps because their wages are still low. So, you know, government needs to still be there to be a little bit of a boost to people who are playing by the rules and trying to get things done.
Okay.
Now, my big concern, Tony, is that, there are folks who are still going to be, are going to need training or retraining who are going to be part of this caseload that where the doors are going to be closed. And it's my understanding that the administration is working on a plan, which I'm glad to hear. I want to see what that plan is. But, those jobs don't exist.
We're talking with Gilda Jacobs, who's the president and CEO of the Michigan League for Human Services. I think, Gilda, where people get frustrated is that there are people taking advantage of the system, that there are generations, there are families whose grandparents and parents and kids have found a way to manipulate the system to take advantage of the system.
Tony, there are people who always take advantage of any system, but you don't do a wholesale change to a program that works to help most of the people who are working very hard and trying to comply and trying to just keep their families together and fed and have such broad sweeping legislation that really goes in and affects the kids. Now, you know, I would have liked to have seen legislation that would have exempted kids. Because at the end of the day, we're going to maybe have more kids sleeping in cars like you did, because the cash assistance is mostly used for paying rent. And if folks can't pay rent, you know, we're going to create more homelessness at a time when actually kids are just going to be starting school in two weeks. And, you know, a month after school starts, some of these kids may not have homes anymore, and they're going to be switching schools. And, you know, I don't have to tell you the long-term effect of switching schools and not being settled and always being behind in your schoolwork. So there's honestly a domino effect. There are a lot of consequences to legislation like this.
From your perspective, is there a culture of folks who try to live on welfare and food stamps long term, maybe even having children in order to do so?
I would say there are some people who game the system, just the way that there are some doctors who game, you know, the Medicare system or the Medicaid system. But that doesn't mean you throw the baby out with the bathwater. Do you know that there's like a 19? I love when I see Mike Brennan, who's from the United Way of Southeast Michigan, who talks about how difficult it is to apply for food stamps, because that's another program that is always under a lot of scrutiny. It's a 19-page application to fill out in order to apply for food stamps. You know, as opposed to a one- or two-pager like most other states have. Well, that's because there's been this need to try to root out, you know, people who might be taking advantage of the system. There's got to be a better way to do this.
All right, Gilda, I got to get to break, but I am going to stay in touch. Stay in touch so we can talk and see what the legislature decides as far as a cushioning program.
Yep, we're going to have our eyes peeled on that as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.